Kramer with Mission Network News. So how do persecuted Christians keep going? Well, a lot of it has to do with encouragement from other believers. Well, on the road with Asian Access last week, I spoke to a pastor from a closed country, and he says the intensity of persecution in his country changes depending on where you are. In rural areas, things are worse. Starting next year, authorities will require churches to be licensed or shut down, and they can make these licenses hard to get. So please pray for revival and for courage for these believers. And Deaf Bible Society has an exciting new goal this year to advance the Great Commission among the deaf. On their Deaf Bible app, there are 20 sign language Bibles offered. But this year, Deaf Bible Society's president, J.R. Bucklew, says they're hoping to release another 5 sign language Bibles, which means that more people will learn about Jesus for the first time. They're inviting you to support and pray for them. You can learn how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Craven.